spiritualism? Is it right or is it wrong? I'm going to divide these studies into four parts. The first part will be where and how did spiritualism begin. The second part will be entitled, Is It All Trickery? The third part will be concerned with seances and what goes on in seances. And fourthly, and perhaps the most important of all, what does the Bible say? What does God say about spiritualism? Does the Bible agree with it? Or does the Bible speak against it? I want to picture you to picture a wonderful scene. There's a beautiful scene of happiness all around you. Marvellous buildings of grandeur, blue lagoons, clear lakes of warm water, and luscious green-grassed meadows. The colours of the birds are of magnificent shades of blue, red, green, and yellow, such as never been seen before. Here there is also a sense of peace as never experienced previously. Such a peace as you never want it to end. You want it to just go on and on and on. All, yes, all is so beautifully peaceful here. Now, you might well imagine this to be the introduction to a magnificent holiday brochure, but it's not. It's the description of what the spiritualists describe as the other side, where we go when we leave this present world. The words I have referred to are in fact words supposedly given to a medium by a departed person, a departed spirit. And the reason is that this is for the comfort of living relatives and friends of their departed loved ones to hear. So here we go then with where and how did spiritualism begin? Spiritualism began in a tiny home in Hydesville in the United States of America. To be more precise, spirit messages began to be received by a family of three girls on the 31st of March, 1848. These young ladies were experiencing rapping noises from a spirit who claimed to be a murdered peddler. Kate, Margaret, and Leo Fox became very fascinated by it. However, in 1880, Margaret Fox admitted it was all fraud and delusion. Some have said since that she only said this because she was envious of her sister Leah, who had become famous in the movement. Since that time, of course, many fraudulent mediums have jumped on the bandwagon, faking supernatural noises and apparitions to make money. Some people do almost anything to gain money, as I'm sure you, my listeners, would agree. Leo Fox is supposed to have received this message from the spirit world. Dear friends, you must proclaim this message to the world. When you do your duty, God will protect you and good spirits will watch over you. Within only a short space of time, there were over 100 mediums practicing in New York alone. Since that time, spiritualism has grown into an international organization throughout the whole world. Various groups under the one main heading, but each having their own peculiar differences. However, with spiritualism, there is one common ground on which they all stand. They all proclaim with one accord that one can communicate with the dead. Spiritualism was mainly a middle and upper class movement, and especially popular with women. Spiritualists in the United States would meet in private homes for seances, at lecture halls for trance lectures, and more lectures at state or national conventions, and at summer camps attended by thousands. The movement was extremely individualistic, with each person relying on her own experiences and reading to discern the nature of the afterlife. Organization was therefore slow to appear, and when it did, it was resisted by mediums and trance lecturers. Most members were content to attend Christian churches, and particularly Universalist churches, harboured many spiritualists. During the 1920s, professional magician Harry Houdini undertook a well-publicised campaign to expose fraudulent mediums. He was adamant that up to the present time, everything that I have investigated, he said, has been the result of deluded brains. Despite widespread fraud, the appeal of spiritualism was strong. Prominent in the ranks of its adherents were those grieving the death of a loved one. Many attend to this very day who are grieving the loss of a loved relative and can't bear the separation, and so seek out a spiritualist medium who can bring them back into contact with the deceased. One very well-known case is that of Mary Todd Lincoln. Do you know her? She was grieving the loss of her son. She was organizing seances where? In the White House, of course, which was attended by her husband, President Abraham Lincoln. The surge of interest in spiritualism during and after the American Civil War and World War I was a direct response to the massive casualties. Next time, is it all trickery?